Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studios to great radio stations all across America and even in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to all our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much. And to everybody who's currently working on the Third Watch, whether or not you're a trucker, a warehouse or factory worker, a butcher, a baker, a maintenance janitorial worker, the mechanics, construction workers, or the bulk mail centers, and our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to look at. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a lot to talk about today, and I'm going to have a little bit of fun because I'm going to take two of the most dynamic and fascinating black women that I know, and I'm going to have them entertain us right now for just a second. This is Diamond and Soak, and this is what they had to say about good old Maxine Waters.
All right. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters, we all know her. She's a congresswoman from Southern California. She says the president's rhetoric is leading to perhaps trouble for her and others. Watch this.
He shouldn't be going after anybody. He's the president of the United States of America. He's setting some of us up to be killed. I have death threats constantly.
What do you make of that?
Well, you know, she is the one, you know, remember when she ran around inciting violence, mm-hmm. telling people to attack President Trump supporters? Remember she did that? So you can't incite violence and then in the next breath cry the victim.
That's
okay?
Right.
You can't do that. Now, on the flip side, when it comes to Miss Maxine Waters, he who cries the loudest have a lot of stuff to hide.
That's right.
You have to understand that the reason why she go around disparaging and demeaning our president is because what is she hiding?
Mm-hmm.
The president is draining the swamp, and we want to know what is she hiding. She's probably getting a lot of kickbacks and some paddy whacks.
That's right.
And it's probably about to be exposed. And that's why she always go around and call the president out of his name and say the most damnable things about the president of the United States.
And one more.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
I love those two. I love those two. They are so spot on when they get going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Way Out Waters is truly out to lunch. And Diamond and Circle are correct. And when she was, I remember when she hollered, "When you see people at the gasoline station, you see them at the... whatever."
Yeah.
And so, look, that's karma, baby. You put it out there. Sometimes the train, when you send a train out, sometimes it comes back.
She was inciting violence, and now she's getting some of it back. Now, I don't at all support anybody threatening someone's life. I don't do that.
No.
And I get to where people might be doing that because we do have some wackos out there that would do that sort of thing. But still, that's not acceptable under any means.
No, it's not. And I agree with you on that. But like the two women said, she's kind of a hypocrite, in my opinion, to be telling people to go out and do that, and then she wants to cry a river of tears and complain when she may get a few threats.
And so, anybody that's been in this business, being on the radio, being a celebrity of any type, I mean, we get our threats. Believe me, we get our threats, and we just don't...
You're conservative.
Yeah, we just don't talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Be a black conservative.
I know. Now, let's listen to Susan Rice. Susan Rice was interviewed. Now, she hasn't said much in a little while here, but listen to this about 45 seconds of this.
I have been on that conversation. That would be highly unusual.
We learned this morning that Ukraine is going to revisit some of the claims against the Bidens, even if they didn't break the law and there's no evidence that they did. I do remember that it was politically awkward back in 2015 when his son was involved in the country as he was dealing with anti-corruption efforts. Did he mishandle the situation, at the very least?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Not in my opinion. Joe Biden was doing what he was asked to do by the President of the United States, consistent with serving our policy interests. Our policy interests that were shared with the European Union and the IMF was to root out corruption. And this prosecutor that he was pushing on all of our behalf to have removed was a corrupt prosecutor who was supposed to go after corruption. So the difference here is very simple. President Trump, on the one hand, is asking Ukraine for a favor that benefits him personally and politically.
Whoa, hold it. What the hell do you think Biden was doing? It was going to benefit him personally by taking the pressure off his son, who was being investigated for that money that he got. And by the way, not having any type of formal training in the gas business. What did he know about running a gas company?
So, and you know, Susan Rice, and I did see that yesterday. She thinks, just like many of the other leftists, think that the whole planet is ignoring the video with Joe Biden, who's right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, the evidence is already out there. The man, I mean, there's no greater witness than the criminal itself. And that's, in this case, Joe Biden.
And we're getting ready to take a break. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell everybody, and I'm going to tell you too, Ron, in case you didn't know, that there's something about Russia, something about the Ukraine, something about all these accusations with the president conspiring with both of them, colluding with both of them, and we're going to set the record straight on that very quickly. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Aristotle's Law of Identity states, A is A, a thing is what it is. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the leftist mission to destroy societal norms and to do away with God's simple creation of both male and female was highlighted recently at West Point High School in West Point, Virginia, where administrators force educators to refer to transgender students by their evolving pronoun. One teacher, Peter Blamey, said that he would simply call all the students by their names to avoid slipping up. One day, Mr. Blamey's students were walking around the classroom wearing virtual reality goggles. A transgender student was about to crash, and Blamey shouted out, "Hey, don't let her hit the wall." The student got angry, withdrew from his class, and school officials eventually fired him, saying that he had ignored his boss's orders. Peter Blamey is now suing his former leftist employers for violating his right to speak freely and to exercise his religion, among other claims. Also, an injunction that would keep school officials from punishing up their teachers for referring to students based on their biological sex. Hopefully, Mr. Blamey will win his lawsuit against the government school gender Nazis who seek to transgenderize society into massive identity confusion. I'm Ron Edwards. Visit theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Great stuff. Okie dokie. Well, great stuff, like here he is, Ron Edwards. Now, I want to mention something here about the Ukraine and Russia. You ready?
Absolutely.
For years, we've been told by the media that President Trump was a puppet of Vladimir Putin, correct?
That's true.
And now we're being told that President Trump has a corrupt relationship with the new president of the Ukraine, correct?
Yeah, one lie follows another.
But there's just one problem. Do you know what it is?
Well, one problem is that it's not true.
Well, Russia and the Ukraine are enemies. Enemies. In fact, since 2014, the two nations have been locked in a war that's cost over 12,000 lives. And by the way, Russia annexed part of the Ukraine because they wanted a seaport that would allow them the ships and the pipeline and be able to get oil out of the Black Sea and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And they actually just came in with their troops, took control of the country or that section of the country, and boom, that's it. They got it.
Yeah, that's true. That happened, during the Obama administration.
So then how can the media argue that President Trump is Putin's puppet while he offers military aid, by the way, 39 million Javelin missiles, to fight against Putin's tanks, which are sitting right there in the border ready to come in? And this contradiction has apparently just never occurred to the media, today's media.
It may have occurred to them, but they ignore it. And because, you know, they're out to tell lies and tell it often enough and that people will believe it. It's about lying to defeat this president. That's what that's about. The truth is it doesn't mean anything to this media.
Now, Joe Biden, we were told it's been leaked by somebody that the attorney general is conducting an investigation on the Ukrainian deal with Joe Biden and his son Hunter to see if any laws were broken and if there was any corruption involved in how $3 million was given to Hunter Biden to sit on the panel of a gas company when he had no working knowledge of what it was that needed to be done. And, oh, by the way, he never attended any meetings. He played golf, but he never attended any meetings.
Well, it's true, too. Fact of the matter, he didn't know to do anything. You know, he didn't have any skills for the position. And this was just based on a threat by Biden. And he got his son the position. The son didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to have any knowledge. He just had to, I guess, show up every once in a while. And his son got the money, and he's just pillaging the place.
And then we heard him. Then we heard him threaten the Ukraine to take the money away from them that the Obama administration was going to give. And he says, "Listen, I'm about to leave this country in about 6 hours, and when I do, if you haven't done this, this, and this, then guess what? You're not going to have that money." And that actually, he did. They did find out the hard way.
Yeah, so that's what they did. And how they can, you know, how the media can continue to ignore this situation purposely and blame Trump on a lie while you have Biden on tape, on video, explaining the situation in 30 seconds is beyond me.
Now, Joe Biden snapped at a reporter last night over his son Hunter's Ukraine deals, which he was, this reporter and another reporter, and these were not Fox reporters. These were the mainstream media reporters, ABC, CBS, NBC, going after him, and he got upset.
Well, he's upset, you know, because he knows that it's closing in on him. And that's the real reason why he's upset. Yes, he keeps saying that it's a lie, and this, that, and the other. But he knows, just like you and I know, that what's being reported, when it is reported every once in a while, is not a lie about what he did to the Ukrainians on behalf of his son. And he knows it's closing in on him. And so he thinks, I guess he's in a delusional state because he thinks that if he continues to shout, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, that the media will continue to indefinitely be complicit and spread his lie. So we'll see how it goes. I think that the truth is going to overtake him and the American people are going to, and you see already, he's already sinking in the polls and his funds are drying up. So. It's
well,
catching up to the old
man. And he's starting to trail in the polls. Elizabeth Warren all of a sudden is coming up in the thing.
And of course, scary.
Yeah, and of course, Saul Alinsky's rule number 10, tactic number 10, the major premise for tactics, is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. You know, tell a lie often enough, it becomes the truth, that sort of thing. That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to Susan Rice for a minute, because I wanted to finish the rest of what she had to say here about Joe Biden and about Barack Obama. And she contradicts herself in here, too, based on information that we now know is truthful. But listen to this.
Joe Biden, on behalf of President Obama, the United States, and the Western world, was asking and pushing for the removal of somebody who, on behalf of our policy, on behalf of our national interest. And that's the difference. And Biden did it transparently. Trump tried to hide it through sequestering. The reality we face, Tony, and what worries me so much, it gets back to your original point, Gail, is for the first time that I can remember, our democracy is under assault. Our country is, in effect, under attack.
You write that in the book, but
and
you still
attack,
believe.
That attack is coming now from within. It's coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And for all the security threats I saw as national security advisor, for all the challenges we faced, I never thought I'd see that.
All right. Susan Rice, thank you so much for being with us. The book is Tough Love. We'll be right back.
That was CBS This Morning. I think that's what they call the program. But what did she say in there that was not true right off the bat? What did you pick up on that?
Well, I think I heard that. Man.
I had the transcript. Let me help you out.
Yeah.
Towards the end, she goes, "Our democracy is under assault." How many times do I have to say this is not a democracy we live in? It is a republic. It is a constitutional republic. That is what our founding fathers did. And these people, these progressive left, liberal, Democrat, socialist, communists, want to make it into a democracy. They keep saying the same word over and over and over and over again to get you to think that you're in a democracy when you are not.
Yeah, but here's the other part of the lie. It's true. We are a republic. But here's the other part of the lie. Our nation, I'll just leave it at this. Our nation, our republic, was never under more assault from within than it was during her tenure.
Barack Obama, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. During her tenure under Barack Hussein Obama. You can go from Fast and Furious. I mean, there are just so many instances where our republic was under attack.
Well, we wouldn't have the problem we have with Iran right now if they hadn't given them the money they did so that they could turn around and fund terrorism and continue with their missile program and all that. They were going to be broke back then.
Yeah, and speaking of under attack, I think they've been counseling Iran, too.
Yes, absolutely. Kerry's made a lot of trips there. All righty, well, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and again, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.talkspot.com. Either one will get you there. I'll be right back with our military report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others, hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I know many of you out there are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, pay raise, or promotion. Many of you are veterans. Many of you are post-9/11 veterans. And those are the ones to whom I want to speak, because I know that your GI Bill will pay for the schooling at National Aviation Academy so you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech, making a minimum of $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start, and you can make a lot more than that if you want to work. So, check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other right here in Clearwater, Florida, the Tampa Bay area where I'm at right now. In 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And I mean that when I say unlimited earning potential. You'll start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year, and very quickly, you can be making a lot more than that. It's all up to you. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. The phone number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour at either one of their locations. 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, TRICARE open season is coming soon. And TRICARE open season is the period every year where you can enroll or change your health plan if you're eligible for TRICARE coverage. Now, if you want to stay in your current TRICARE plan, you don't need to do anything. However, if you're eligible, you can switch between the prime and the select option or switch between individual and family plans when it's open season for signing up. Now, we do know that the prescriptions with TRICARE this year, some of which will be going up 42%. Now, there are supplemental plans that you can buy on the open market, and they will cover that difference for you. They'll take care of that loophole, if you will. And one of my friends that can help you with that, at least in Florida, is Patrick Hyland. Now, he has a Facebook page where you can give him a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. And he'll tell you about the insurance plan that will take care of that gap for you. Now, the VA and partners like your local Walgreens are now offering flu shots to all veterans enrolled in the VA. And if you need a flu shot, you can receive it for free at the nearest VA health facility or at the Walgreens closest to you. If you didn't know that, you do now. Also, the DOD annual suicide report is out, and we've got to do something about this, ladies and gentlemen. The military is showing similar trends to the suicide rates as what we're seeing in the civilian populations, which have increased over time. In the calendar year 2018, there were 541 service members across the military's active and reserve components who died by suicide. 325 were active duty, 81 were reservists, and 135 were National Guardsmen. And there just is no reason for this to continue. If you see something, you have to say something about these people that act like they're suicidal or severely depressed. You have to say something. There's help there for them. If you don't know where else to go, call the sheriff, call the police, call the fire department. They know where these people are. They can help them. They can take them to facilities where they'll be looked after and cared for by veterans who will help them with their problems that they're having. Now, there was legislation introduced this week for the Rural Veterans Transportation Grants. Now, Representative T.J. Cox, Democrat of California, introduced H.R. 4589. Representative Cox introduced this bipartisan bill, with Representatives Amata, Republican of the American Samoa, Susie Lee, Democrat of Nevada, our own Greg Stube, Republican of Florida, just down across the pond here from us, down the other side of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And this important legislation would indefinitely extend the VA grant program to organizations that assist veterans in rural areas that have to travel to and from VA medical facilities instead of having to be renewed every 2 years. So that's a good thing. Also, more POW MIAs have been identified this week, predominantly from Korea, and a few from the Pearl Harbor World War II attacks on December 7th. But Marine Corps PFC Ray P. Fairchild, who was a member of Company D, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment, 1st Marine Division, who was killed in action November 27, 1950. His remains were returned by North Korea, and his internment services are now pending. Marine Corps PFC Jack B. Van Zutt was a member of Company A, 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, Fleet Marine Force. He was on the island of Betio in the Tarawa Atoll from the Gilbert Islands. He was killed on the third day of the battle, November 22, 1943. Internment services are pending. Marine Corps Reserve PFC Norman A. Buon, who was a member of Company C, 1st Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, Fleet Marine Force, also landed on the island of Betio in the Tarawa Atoll of the Gilbert Islands. He was killed on the first day of the battle, November 20th, 1943. His remains were returned for internment. And then we have Marine Corps PFC Marley Arthur Holtz, who was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was moored at Ford Island, Pearl Harbor, when the ship was attacked by Japanese aircraft on December 7, 1941. He died in the attack along with 429 of his shipmates. Internment services are pending. His body was recently identified. An Army Sergeant First Class Riley Birchfield, who was a member of Company D, 1st Battalion, 24th Regiment, 25th Infantry Division. Birchfield was captured by enemy forces in North Korea and died while in custody of the Chinese People's Volunteer Forces at Prisoner of War Camp No. 5 in February of 1951. His body was also returned for internment. Then you had Army PFC John A. Shalemba, a member of Company L, 3rd Battalion, 34th Infantry Regiment, 24th Infantry Division. He was killed in action while defending Taiwan and South Korea, January the 20th, 1950. We also had Marine Corps Reserve PFC John T. Burke, 18, of Newton, North Carolina, whose identification was initially announced in May. He will be buried October the 26th in Hickory, North Carolina. He was a member of Company B, 1st Battalion, 8th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division. He was killed in 1943, again, at Betio in the Tarawa Atoll of the Gilbert Islands. Army Corporal Jerry W. Garrison, 21 of Lamar, Arkansas, whose identification was announced back in August, will be buried October 22nd. In his hometown, killed in 1950. And then there was Army Sergeant Gerald B. Raymaker, 21 of Dunkirk, New York, who was originally identified back in August. He will be buried October the 19th in his hometown, Dunkirk, New York. He was also killed in action in Korea. Welcome home. Thank you from a nation who appreciates all of your service. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Let's get going here because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. You see one of those, pull on in there, check them out, the brand new Pilot Travel Center, see what they're all about. You just might like what you see. Now, minimal hazards are anticipated this weekend as fall is gradually settling in across the country. Now, a strong cold front is expected to sweep in from the Midwest into the east and into the northeast and New England over the next couple of days, and you can expect some locally heavy rain in some areas and a few strong thunderstorms, too, as the cold meets the warm. Meanwhile, there are some red flag warnings in effect for parts of north central California, and the heat is going to linger from Texas all the way across to Florida in the south. 90-degree temperatures today, forecast all the way across. So if you're on I-10, fear not. The air conditioner will be on and running. All right, well, here we go. First of all, let me tell you, there is some snow tonight. There are some winter driving conditions in Montana and Wyoming, northern Wyoming, southeastern Wyoming, also northwestern Colorado, northeastern Utah. So be advised there, and this is all in the higher elevations, predominantly the mountain passes up there in those areas where you're going to encounter some winter driving. So be advised of that. Now, as I said, north and central California from about Sacramento on down to Fresno, looks like you've got some red flag warnings there. Now, some high winds and some unsettled weather conditions for probably rain across the southern half of North Dakota, all the way over to Fargo, and also for most of South Dakota tonight, from Rapid City all the way over the Iowa line right there in Sioux City. Now, moving over into the Minnesota area and on the state line, you've got some showers there tonight along the river. Right there where Wisconsin and Minnesota come together and northern part of Illinois, some showers in that area. In the meantime, the northern upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got frost and heavy freeze warnings up there for sure. So be advised if you're going up into northern Michigan tonight, you better take your woolies with you. There's some temperatures up there going to be in the teens up there, way to the north. Now, let's move across into the northern part of, it's pretty much all the mountainous areas of Pennsylvania and most of New York State and all of Connecticut now, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, and about half of Maine, where you've got either frost advisories tonight or hard freeze reports. The higher elevations are all in the hard freeze category. Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, the Berkshires, parts of the Connecticut area there, the mountains there, and up in New Hampshire, and also the mountains of Maine tonight. You've got hard freeze warnings. Now, looking pretty good. Going down I-95 all the way back down into Florida. Don't see much of anything to bother you. Don't even see any fog to talk about tonight like we have had earlier during the week. And over in the central part of Mississippi, got some winds there tonight. Northeastern corner of Louisiana, got some high winds there whipping across through there. So that might make life a little interesting for you there. Could be some showers in the mix today, but not anything at all to speak of. Now, your pilot and Flying J, Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J, bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're always happy to talk about them because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You know, you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. You could find a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, a full-service Dunkin' Donuts that has breakfast, lunch, and dinner in a Pilot Travel Center or a Flying J, or in some cases in the big cities you can have both, not only the sit down restaurant of a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, but it also might have a Taco Bell with it or a Pizza Hut or an Arby's or McDonald's, Subway, whatever. It's all there. So check them out. Don't drive by anymore. When you see your Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J, pull on in there and see what they have to offer. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. And this time of night out there, you're going to be getting yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. So remember that as well. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from PoundersCo.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Here's what the president had to say. We're going to set this up for something here. But here's what the president had to say yesterday about the House and the impeachment vote and all that stuff.
Do you think it'll pass the House and die in the Senate?
Well, I think this. We have a great relationship in the Senate. I have a 95% approval rating of the Republican Party. I believe the Senate, and I haven't spoken to that many senators, but I believe the senators look at this as a hoax, it's a witch hunt, it's a disgrace. Should have never happened, just like Russia collusion delusion should have never happened. That was a witch hunt. And just like that, should have never happened. So I think in the Senate, I think they feel that the Republican Party has been treated very, very badly. Now, in the House, they have the majority. They all vote with AOC and plus three. Nancy Pelosi's petrified of them. I mean, she's afraid she's going to lose her position. Nancy Pelosi will lose her speakership right after the election when the Republicans take over the House.
Well, I don't doubt that at all, because the mood of the country that I keep seeing right now, and I'm seeing it more and more often, I'm getting phone calls. I get thousands of emails a day now. It's not just several hundred. It's thousands of emails every day. And the subject matter in a lot of the lines is, I'm no longer a Democrat.
All right.
I'm serious. I mean, people are letting me know that they've had it. They've had it. So, but, again, he did stretch the truth a little bit. I don't think he's got a 95% approval rating in the Republican Party. I did see a number yesterday of 88%, but it was a selected poll amongst a certain age group.
Well, I guess I would summarize it kind of this way. If you look at the tactics the Democrats have pulled since his inauguration, I mean, and I hope that, you know, your listeners really do that. If you look at the protests, if you look at the attacks, if you look at the tactics, the choreography of their resistance programs, which, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, to me, I will never get over.
Unforgivable. Mm-hmm.
Precisely. And then 2.5 years of the Mueller, which I actually would call the Andrew Weissman program that gave us the Mueller report, which I would say is the Andrew Weissman report. There isn't, I mean, it's almost as though they have got some kind of Gestapo mission for everything that this man does in this White House. I mean, whatever executive order he has signed, it gets legally challenged.
All right.
Whatever regulation he moves, he gets challenged.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. We'll be right back with me right after the top of the hour news. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.